We're joined in the media center by number one qualifier, Clay Milliken, who's 3.631 second pass national record from last night, and the 330.39-mile-per-hour run held up for his fifth of the career, or fifth of the year, tenth of the career. Talk about when you have like such a big run like that last night, then what's the mindset going into these two sessions today?
Well, obviously, you know, we felt pretty certain we were going to stay number one. The conditions weren't there to run that kind of number again. So today we were definitely thinking about those bonus points, but we also, we tore up some tires yesterday, so we had to actually scuff some tires. Y'all might have noticed some pretty long burnouts out of the car today, which was fun. But we were scuffing tires, getting ready for tomorrow. The first run, you know, today, it had great early numbers, as our car typically does, but it just got loose. The last run there, Grubby was missed it a little bit. I mean, we went 369. I mean, who's going to gripe too much? I think we got a point, maybe. I'm not sure. Anybody know? I think we got a point. But, you know, we were wanting to be the quickest car, without a doubt. But we had another mission. You know, we had to get tires ready for tomorrow. That's part of it. It does and doesn't affect the run. You know, that's the first time we've done long burnouts like that. But we feel like we got a pretty good handle on this car, whether it's hot or cold. It just continues to be really quick going down the racetrack. So it's going to be a fun day tomorrow. You know, I think the temperature is going to be a touch warmer. And I don't even know who we race. I don't even look at a ladder. I never do. Doesn't matter. But we want to see four wind lights tomorrow. That's a big, big deal. You know, this is a critical – all these races are – really critical, but right now where we're at in points, you know, we need to make a move, and we wouldn't have our feelings hurt if the top kind of came back to us, kind of like what happened at the first countdown race, if they kind of come back to us a little bit. But it's still anybody's ball game right now. I think we coming in here, we were 80 points out. That's four rounds. There's a lot of racing left to do, so we're looking to go out there and get after it tomorrow.
Help you relax today knowing that you weren't going to be bumped from the top spot.
Yeah, you know, it's a good feeling. I mean, you know, I think I told y'all last night, Grubby didn't care about the national record so much because there's no points attached to that anymore. And for me, it was a fun night, you know, knowing that our car's the quickest car in the world right now. You know, I've never done that in the NHRA, you know, and to be the quickest car. And it's really close to home. There's a lot of people here, you know, from our race shop, a lot of people from home, you know, so it's kind of fun to go out there and, like, you know, flex your muscles a little bit and put a number down like that. Yeah, not 135 pounds. There ain't a lot of muscle here. Or it's all muscle, one or the other, you know. But, you know, it was definitely a fun night last night, and certainly really wasn't a lot of pressure today other than we wanted bonus points, you know. So we did miss the bonus points a little bit, but definitely feel very confident in this car going into tomorrow.
Has it really sunk in what you did last night? I mean, has it really sunk into you?
Yes and no. You know, yes, because I can just keep replaying that run in my mind. Knowing that run was so incredible from the time I hit the throttle last night, and I had over 100 and something text messages, which I've qualified number one. You said this has been fifth time this year. I get a few text messages when we qualify number one, but not 100. Probably it was more than that, to be honest with you. I started answering some of them, but, you know, I mean, I even got a text message from Ron Capps, which I thought was really cool. You know, they know we're a small team, and they know that was an incredible run from a small team. You know, that I got a bunch, like I say, 100 text message, but that one stood out that he would do that. You know, a ton of my buddies, you know, to do that. So, I mean, it's a big deal. We're the national record holder, and it's crazy. You know, I'm still the guy that's just happy to put a helmet on. You know, my goal in life was to drive one of these things. I never thought about winning races and setting national records. You know, I just didn't. I just wanted to drive, and I'm lucky enough to still get to do that. Been doing it a long time now.
Thank you.
Great. Congratulations. Thank you, guys.